The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Today, the topic is self-discipline for next level. Self-discipline for next level. Open your Bible with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we are going to read from verse 24 to verse 27. The Bible says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore run, not as uncertainly, so fight high, not as one that beateth the air," verse 27, "but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by enemies, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Praise the Lord. This scripture is so important for everyone that wants to fulfill destiny, for everyone that wants to fulfill purpose, for everyone that wants to emerge as a champion, for everyone that will move to the next level. Hard work is very important. Hard work is demanded if you want to move to the next level. To achieve success, hard work is very important. However, beyond hard work is discipline. Hard work without discipline makes life harder. You cannot climb and stay on the ladder with hard work if self-discipline is lacking. Because self-discipline stands like the leg that uphold you. Man can easily crumble when self-discipline is lacking. Discipline is the ability to put your body under in order to achieve a set goal. You put your body under in order to achieve your set goal. Discipline is a force that ensures the finished product, all one's engagement in everything you do. If you want to record success, discipline is the requirement. Somebody is hearing me tonight. The Lord will empower you with grace for self-discipline in the name of Jesus. Discipline is the capacity that solves all hard sentences of life. Discipline. Nothing becomes great by hard work alone. Greatness, brother and sister, is much more the function of grace of God, hard work, and discipline. Never sit down with the grace of God alone and ignite hard work and discipline. The grace of God is like the key that opened the door for you. Hard work helps you to take what is in the room, but discipline helps you to maintain and to keep it, to continue to enjoy it. If you will take these three things and fly with it, sky is your beginning. No, I think I've said it before, that you see, as important as salvation is, so also is self-discipline. Because if you do not have self-discipline, you may lose your salvation. No wonder George Washington said, "Discipline is the soul of an army. It makes small number formidable." With self-discipline, with discipline, the numbers of the army is irrelevant. With indiscipline, the numbers of the soldiers is irrelevant. You may have an army that are numerous in number, but if they lack discipline, they will lose the battle. So the man, George Washington, said, discipline is the soul of an army. Do you know the importance of soul to a man? One soul lives, the man dies. So if discipline is removed from a man, it remains empty. He said, self-discipline is the soul of an army. He said, it makes small number formidable, procures success to the weak, and esteem to all. Self-discipline. Even in discipleship, discipline is what makes discipleship workable. Only the discipline have a place in the next level era. Now, look at that scripture that we read. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. Now, in that 26, let me start from 26. Say, I therefore run, not as uncertainly, so I fight I, that not as one that bitter the prize, the year. He said, but I keep under my body. I deliberately keep under my body. I put it under my body. And I said, and I bring it under. So you see, the body that he's talking about is not this your physical body, but the desire of your body. The desire to eat. The desire to do what is wrong. The desire for leisure. He said, I will not allow this to control me. So I put it under subjection. I put it, I do not allow it, my desires to control me. I put it under subjection. That is self-discipline. That is self-discipline. Somebody is assessing it today in the name of Jesus. Going to the next level is great, but it is with discipline that will sustain the new level. So, facts about discipline. Number one, you need to know that nobody is born with the grace of discipline. Nobody is born with the grace of discipline. You simply go for it. Nobody is born with the grace for discipline. Everyone, every disciplined person, are people who deliberately go for it. Number two, in that scripture, 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 26, we saw there that self-discipline is not a gift. It is a habit. It is an attitude. It is an habit. It is an attitude. So discipline is not a gift. In fact, it is not inherited. I've had the privilege to stay with, to live with a soldier, and God bless him. God bless him with many children. And I saw the ways some of his children, they are grown up people now. And I saw some are disciplined, some were not. And I can tell you, the best time of my life was when I went to stay with him. I think I lived with him about 2 years or so. You know, before then, I eat anyhow, I eat anything. Don't let me see food. Once I see food, I start starving. I just eat anytime, any day, I can wake up by 2 and eat. I just eat. But when I stay with him, that is why the day he died, I'm retired, but I don't really cry. I don't really cry, not like that. Even if I cry, you will not know. Before then, I'm serious. You really see tears in my eyes. But when he died, the first day, it was like a film. I was just looking, it's just like that. But towards the evening, I weep like a baby. the next day, like a baby, when everybody has stopped crying, that was when I started my own. Because what I got from him stayed with me. You will be seeing food like this. It will be smelly, but you will not eat it. You will not eat it. And if you notice that you are already, be watching over the food. Stay there. So you are there. You are looking at the meat. You are looking at, So you are like, when is this thing going to get to my mouth? Discipline is so important, brother and sister. It is an habit. It is an attitude. I love that scripture in New Living Translation. Let me read New Living Translation for you. 1 Corinthians 9:25-27. He said, all athletes are disciplined in their training. So they do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself will be disqualified. Look at it. He said, I trained that my body. I discipline it. I trained it. I discipline. So it's an. If you have ever seen some of us watch football, and then you see people that get prizes for being exceptionally good. If you will ask them, you will know that they live a different life than the one you are living. They don't hit anyhow. You, if you see a bar, you hit it. Fufu, you hit it. Amala, you hit it. Yes, Indomie, you hit it. Everything, you are just eating. Their food is regularized. In fact, the time they stay to enjoy their wife as husband and wife is regularized. They live a very different... That is why God called us soldiers. He said we are the soldiers. We are the armies. We are the soldiers of Christ. Don't live a civilian life. You are a soldier. And a soldier live a disciplined life. A Christian that live a civilian life, spiritually we call them carnal Christian. Because anything go, every behavior, every attitude. But those, the Christian that live a soldier life, we call them spiritual. Number three, facts about discipline is, discipline is what guarantees your more than enough package. Discipline is what guarantees your more than enough package. Number four, no one can be disciplined for you. You have to do it. No one can be disciplined for you. And like I said, you cannot inherit it. No one can give it to you like a gift. In fact, even if discipline is being imparted to you by somebody that carried it, if you don't maintain it, you will lose it. So what is discipline? Very quickly, I have many. What is discipline? Number one, discipline is self-control. Another word for discipline is self-control. Imagine a car that has no brake. Imagine a car that has no brake. You can be sure that is... So discipline to a life is like a brake that you press when life is going out, is about to go out of control. Or when something just comes your way, for example, if you are living a good life and you see somebody who just came and introduced something that is evil unto you, it is that discipline that you press like brake. This is I have to slow down. Then you look at it. No, this is not of God. And you say no. Just like we press brake whenever we see something that comes our way, whenever we are driving, to allow it to pass. So also is self-discipline to our life. A life without control will go out of control. Number two, discipline is to be purpose driven. Discipline is to be purpose driven. If you don't know where you are going, everywhere will look like it. But when you know where you are going, you will not accept counterfeit. Discipline helps you to stay on purpose. You live a life of purpose. Every step is a step of purpose. Every of your decision is a decision of purpose. Every move is a move of purpose. Discipline helps you stay on the track of purpose. But without discipline, it's easy and cheap to lose purpose. But discipline helps you stay on track. Number three, discipline is to be orderly. Have you ever seen some people who are disordered? They talk anyhow, they behave anyhow, they talk to anybody anyhow, they dress just anyhow. Whenever I see those who dress anyhow, I see people that lack discipline. Whenever I see people who come on the internet and talk anyhow, I see people who lost discipline. They are out of control. No, if a soldier misbehaves, they put them in the guard room. There, they will go and train you. What has happened to you? If you have trained you that this is not, they retrain you, then you start punishment. By the time you go out, you mean you come out of it, your brain will reset. Discipline is to be orderly. Order behavior. You comport yourself in a manner that, you know, that reflect where you are going. Number four, discipline is to be cultured. To be cultured. Discipline is to be cultured. When you see a man that is cultured, a woman that is cultured, you see a man who have been conquered discipline. Number five, discipline is to set boundaries. Discipline is to set boundaries. Paul said that all things are lawful unto me, but not all things are expedient. In other words, I am not under obligations to do just anything, even though I am free to do anything. But I regulate what I do. All things are lawful unto me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. In other words, I will not allow anything to control me. Some people is car that control them. Some people is money that control them. The money tell them what to eat, where to go. So whenever they have money, they already know the joint they go. It's the money. The day they have just 5,000, they know the next place to go. They go and go that of 50 naira. The day they have like 100,000, they know where to go to go and get a wine that they will bought at 70,000. Discipline is to be cultured. It's to set boundary that no. This is, no matter who is doing this, me, I will not do it. I will not do it. I will not allow anybody to come into my world and introduce this kind of behavior. Number six, discipline is to apply force in order to be forced. Discipline is to apply force in order to be forced. You want to be forced in life, you need to introduce the force of discipline. Number seven, discipline is becoming a law unto yourself. In other words, you live by the law. That is self-discipline. Number eight, discipline is the ability to say no. The ability to say no. Sometimes ago, I've heard God's servant said it again and again, that one of the things you should learn to say in your life is to say no. One of the things to learn to say is to say no. Can we go out for a club? No. There is a party. No, I know you have a test tomorrow, but you can't miss this party. Hey, whiskey is going. Hey, this thing is going. Hey, something is coming. No. 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 Somebody comes and says, oh, look at this cigarette. It's an imported one. If you will take it, just take a bite. You say, no. No. As a lady, somebody hook you in a corner and is trying to put his hand in a sensitive part of your body, you say, come on, if you try it. No. This is not a public vehicle. This is a private car. If you say yes, 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 you are not disciplined. I'm telling you. You are not disciplined. And one of the best words you should teach your child growing up is to say no. Say no. 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 I remember going to myself and Pastor Pe, when I got to no. 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 So we say it with power, we say it with force. I got home and look at myself in the mirror. No. 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 So that it will sink. It will sink. You say, no, 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 please. No, 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 no. No, no, no. So even when people are coming to you, they already know a ready-made answer. No. No. Bring some money. Let's go and get permit. What will you say?
No.
No, no, no. No. Owambe is there. We are going to sew this type of clothes that will reveal your breast. What will you say?
No.
It's time for church, but can we just go out and just go and take some gardening, some shawarma. What will you say?
No.
No, 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 no. This is time for church. No. No, please. No, don't come and destroy my life. Please, 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 please. You should learn it. I'm telling you, learn it. And be a master of no. No. That was the secret of Joseph, brother. When he saw it, how in the world did Mr. Joseph ever think in his life that such a madam of high esteem will come to him and offer himself freely? But when he saw it, he knew that this is a trap. He said, ma, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. When he was saying no, 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 and the madam is not saying no, he flee. Because after no, there is another thing higher. The Bible says we should what? Mm-hmm. Because when you get to that level, speaking in tongue cannot conquer it. You cannot conquer it. Tell your friend then to say no. Number 9, discipline is having standard in order to stand out. So stand out in life, have high standard. And number 10, discipline is losing your will for God's will. You allow the will of God to prevail over your will. Just like Jesus has said, he said, not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, O God, but your will be done. So the self-discipline is to allow the will of God to prevail over your life. And Bible is full of example of people who lack discipline. The first one is Esau. And we know Mr. Esau in Genesis chapter 25 from verse 32 to 34. Time will not permit. But we all know. And Esau said, behold, I am at a point to die. I am at a point to die. And what profit shall this battle do to me? Just give me food, let me eat. And he lost it. Second example is Samson, the almighty Samson. In George, we saw it in John 16 from verse 1 to 31. If you get home, you can read it. He lost discipline. He cannot control anytime he sees woman. He can't control himself. He can't. And then you will not lose it in the name of Jesus. I said you will not lose it in the name of Jesus. Principles for discipline. Principles for discipline. Number one, associate correctly. And this is very important. I wish I have all the day to explain this. Associate correctly. Because you see, everything we know how to do in life, we learn it from somebody. Association has a lot to do with our life. Pastor has said it. He said, God commanded you to love everybody, but didn't allow you to be friends with everybody. Love everyone. Greet everyone. Be nice to everyone. Do good to everyone. But not everyone can be your friend. Not everyone are you allowed to associate with. Association. Proverbs 13:20 tells us the power of association. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. I wish somebody could get what the word of God is saying there. To let us know that, you see, we are controlled. He said, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. If you walk with the wise, he said you will be wise. Because wise people offer wise counsel. Foolish people offer foolish counsel. Wise people spend their money judiciously. Foolish people squander their money. Wise people take wise steps. They take calculated actions. But foolish people... You have to go home now and just sit down. I want to envision yourself the next 10, 20 years. Who do you want to be in your company? Just look at it. If you want to dine with the king, put it there. I want to be dining with the king, with president. Then from there, it takes some step backward. And I say, okay, from now on, who are those that can journey with me or journey with that will take me there? So it will help you when you see somebody that is not going in that direction or somebody that is not dreaming in that direction. Whenever such a person comes your way, you know that that person will not help you. Don't allow the press pressure to pressurize your life to the level that you become indisciplined. Don't allow the pressure of the society to construct your life for you in the wrong direction. Associate correctly. And even if it will take you the next 5 years, you don't have any friends, that it's only you and God and Holy Ghost. Do it until you have the right set of people to work with. And to move with. And as I often say, association today is far beyond the physical. Even online, those you follow. Because what they do is what you're dreaming of doing. What you see them, those you are following, what you see them doing is what you are copying. Follow the right people. If you have anyone you are following, unfollow them. So that you can live a correct life and live disciplined life. And you will live disciplined life in the name of Jesus. Number two, bring yourself under subjection. In other words, place necessity on yourself. That I must do this. I must do this. I must do this. I must not do it. Place yourself under must. Just like Jesus. He said, don't you know that I must be about my Father's business? He said, I must walk. Before the night cometh, when no one cometh, when no one walketh, I must. You place yourself under subjection. Number three principle that guarantee discipline is that be accountable to a mentor, a pastor, or a teacher. Have spiritual guide to which you are accountable. Have somebody that can rebuke you. There should be one or two people in your life that can caution you. That will say no. One of the things I told single ladies that come around me is that if you want to have anybody you want to marry, and you check, nobody in his life can say, Kai, stop that. Hey, you are in the wrong vehicle. I'm telling you, it's even worse if that person have no regard for his pastor. It's worse. That no, you look at the friend, nobody can tell him. You look at any of his family member, nobody can. You look at the church, it's just going, popping out. No authority that is submitted to. Ah, that vehicle is dangerous. I'm telling you. Number four principle is flee from all appearance of evil. How do you do that? By guiding your heart. Guiding your heart. Flee from all appearance of evil by guiding your heart. Proverbs 4:23 tells us the importance of our heart by guiding our heart. It said, keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart. Guide your heart. Don't let evil enter into your heart. Number five, have a vision for your life. Have a vision that you are pursuing. Have a vision that you are pursuing. Number six, follow the word of God. Psalm 1 from verse 1 to 3. Let the word of God be the guiding light. Let the word of God be your source. Let the word of God be the only authority over your life. If the word of God cannot control a man, that person cannot be controlled. Number seven, the last one, don't envy sinner. No matter what sinner have, don't ever envy them. Psalm 24, verse 1, it says, do not envy us against evil men. The head is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwelleth in it. 24, verse, okay, the next one. Don't ever envy what the sinner has. You see, what the sinner has is temporal. I'm telling you, it's temporal. The Bible even tells us that what the wicked has, the sinner has, it says for their destruction. And according to the word of God, it's coming to the believer. So why will you envy them? Don't envy the sinner. Proverbs 24, verse 1. Thank you, Sam. You see, life is a serious matter. Take your life seriously. You have just one life. I want to play with you. Introduce strict discipline into your life. Introduce it. Strict. Pastor said, you have to be hard on yourself. Be hard on yourself. Hard on yourself does not mean that you do, you know, subject your life to hard things. But see, introduce standard that will make you live a life that is exceptional. By saying no to certain things and embrace something that others will not do. I remember some years ago, I preached to, you know, some set of youth, you know, somewhere. And I told them, I said, if you want to be different in your life, if you want to end up like your parents, say, number one, do what your parents fail to do. And refuse to do what your parents are doing. If you see your prayer, the life is not worthy of emulation. Perfect. If you want to be exceptional, refuse to do what you. Maybe your dad, God forbid, like women, and every now and then, different women. You will know what you will not do. You will know, I will not do this. Or he likes to drink, then you refuse to do it. You refuse to do it. Little discipline today will get your name out of mediocre list. More discipline will get you in the right direction. But real discipline will change your destiny and write your name among one changer. Think about resources. If resources is your desire, then think discipline. Think discipline. Discipline is the way out. Somebody is getting to the next level today by the reason of real discipline that you will introduce to your life onward in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081 086 7878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.